Yeah. I think that's him right there. Thank you very much. Hey there. The seat taken? I'm Blue. I'm assuming you're my date, right? Or one of my dates, at least. It's good to finally meet you in person. I was worried you might not recognize me. I changed my hair the other day. Thanks. That's super nice of you. I like it. I like it too. You look really nice yourself. I love the jacket. Very, dapper? Do people still say that? Shut up. Whatever. I approve is all I mean. I'm just glad that you actually look like you do in your pictures. It's always awkward when somebody. Oh, hold that thought. Here comes our server. Hi. Yes. Thank you very much. I think we should probably just do water and menus for now. We're supposed to have one more coming, but yeah, we'll see. Thank you. Speaking of our third, look there, right out the front window. There she is, fidgeting and very much pretending not to notice us. I walked past her on my way in. She was doing her best to blend in with the sidewalk. No, I didn't say anything. I let her be invisible. I mean, she looked like she was having second thoughts, so I figured I'd give her the chance to ghost us if she really wants to. Like, I get it, you know? I maybe thought about bailing too. I mean, this is pretty weird, right? Kind of scary, even. I never go on blind dates, let alone blind dates with two people. I've no idea how this is supposed to work. So, if she gets cold feet, then that's okay. I don't blame her. No hard feelings. How did I finally decide to show up? Well, I don't know. I mean, you both come highly recommended from my friends, so that helps. And, you guys just seemed intriguing, I guess. After we talked online. Don't know. You seemed really funny and smart, and she's pretty shy, I guess, but she's so sweet and silly and, like, gentle. I realized I really wanted to meet you guys, even if it ended up being awkward. Oh, and you're both really cute, too. So, yeah. I really hope she decides to join us, but even if she doesn't, I'm really excited to meet you. I think we're gonna have a lot of fun. So, what about you? Got a lot of experience with strange, non-monogamous blind date scenarios? So you're a newbie too, huh? Well, that's good, I guess. We'll both be stumbling through this together. Look at all these things we have in common already. So tell me about. Wait, I think. She's coming in! Look! She's. Okay, act natural, alright? Like, we haven't seen her yet. Don't make it weird. Weirder, at least.
Hello. Are you guys my, dates?
We sure are. You must be Emma.
Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you.
Likewise. I'm Blue. Come on, have a seat. You haven't missed much. I just got here a minute ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my god, I love your earrings. What are they?
Oh, thank you. They're, little dolphins.
That's adorable! Oh, with the little smiley faces and everything. I love it.
Yeah, thanks. They're my favorite.
Well, let's take a look at the menu, shall we?
Yeah, sounds good.
Oh my god. Look at all these fucking delicious different rolls. I've been craving sushi for weeks. So glad Handsome over here picked this place.
Uh-huh.
What do you think? Rolls or nigiri?
Depends.
Depends on what?
What's nigiri?
Wait, have you never had sushi before?
Not really, no. Always seemed a little intimidating.
Yeah, especially on a first date. Well, no worries. You're gonna love it, I promise. It's seriously the greatest thing ever invented. And don't worry, I'm a sushi veteran, and it sounds like Handsome is too, so we'll be very, very gentle as we pop your cherry. Oh, that was... shit, I'm sorry. That was a really weird thing to say, wasn't it? I didn't mean... I wasn't trying to, shit, that's embarrassing.
No, it's okay. I know what you meant.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, good. Still, I'm sorry. So, if you're new to sushi, we should get a big chef's platter of nigiri and a couple rolls, so you can try stuff out and see what you like.
Okay. Good plan.
And let's see. How do we feel about wine? I'm definitely getting some.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No? Well, no pressure or anything. How about this? I'll grab you a glass, and if you end up not wanting it, I'll be more than happy to finish it for you.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
How about you, Handsome? Fancy a bit of booze? Attaboy. Okay. I'll bring our order up to the bar. Be right back.
So I guess we haven't really introduced ourselves yet, have we? Well, hi. I'm Emma. You know, from the internet. Sorry, that was stupid. Of course I'm from the internet. That's where we, well, I mean, I'm not from the internet, obviously. That wouldn't make any, that... I'm sorry. I'm really, really nervous. I've never really, done anything like this. To be honest, I don't even go on that many regular dates. This is, a little overwhelming, I guess. I have no idea what I'm doing. You don't either? Well, that's comforting. Makes me feel a little less left behind. Do you think she knows what she's doing? Blue, I mean? You, seriously? Really? You think she's nervous too? I mean, I guess she could have just waited for the server to come back. No need to rush our order over to the bar like that, but She doesn't really seem like the nervous type, does she? She seems, I don't know, confident, I guess. Self-assured. Yeah, you're right. This situation would make anybody a little uncertain. She's probably feeling a little bit of pressure, too. Well, I mean, yeah, I do feel some pressure. Not because of anything you or Blue said, nothing like that. It's just, I don't know, with a standard date, a date with one person, I mean, there are certain expectations, I guess. Like, there's a flow to things. Like, every date is different, but you have a pretty good idea of what comes next, you know? But with this, I have no idea what to expect. Like, what do we do? Who talks first? What do we do after dinner? God, who pays the bill? Who? Sorry. I know you're feeling the same thing. Blue, too. So that's good, right? We'll work it out. One step at a time. Probably. Hey, thanks for listening and for helping me process. You're sweet, and I am really excited to get to know you, both of you. So I'm gonna do my best to stop stressing and just have fun, take things as they come. But I just wanted you to know that I'm kinda anxious, so cut me just a little bit of slack, okay? Oh, here she comes.
Glug glug, bitches! Here comes the fun!
Welcome back.
I hope you didn't miss too much.
Oh, you know, some laughs, some tears, a little bit of bloodshed.
Ah, damn it. Of course I missed the juicy stuff.
You'll have to make up for lost time, I guess. What'd you get?
3 fancy glasses and a bottle of their finest red.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, did I say finest? I meant cheapest and reddest.
It'll do.
My thoughts exactly. Okay, let me pour. Here's a glass for handsome. A generous glass for me. And what do you think, Emma? Wine? No wine? Like I said, no pressure. I took the bus, so I can finish whatever you don't.
Actually, I think a glass of wine sounds lovely.
Yes! Awesome! Okay, here you go.
Thanks.
You're very welcome, my dear. Hey, mind if I propose a toast?
Not at all.
All right then, glasses up. To a very handsome man and 2 very sexy ladies. To a delicious sushi dinner and to 1 less lonely night. Cheers!
Cheers.
You know what? Not too bad for the price.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay, so this was bothering me on my way over here. Handsome told us all about his job online, but I totally forgot to ask you about your job, Emma. My bad, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm not very good at chatting on the internet anyway.
I don't know about that. I mean, your meme game is pretty strong.
I don't think that counts. But to answer your question, I'm a marine biologist.
Whoa, are you serious? You're a scientist? Like, for real?
Yep. I work at the university, actually.
Oh my god, that's so... Your earrings! Oh, with the dolphin! That's perfect! Oh my god.
Yeah, not very subtle. Most of my research involves dolphins, so...
Please tell me you get paid to pet dolphins.
Not exactly. Mostly, I see them from a pretty good distance. My research is about tracking their migration, and if I get too close, I might, scare them off.
Aww. That's a shame.
Well, I mean, sometimes we have to bring one in to tag it before migration season. And, you certainly can't tell any of my colleagues about this, but a couple times, I've maybe snuck into the tank for a quick belly rub.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit.
I am so jealous. Dolphins are like my favorite animal ever.
Whoa, really? They are?
Yeah, dude. They're kind of like inspiring, I guess. Like, they're brilliant, they're powerful, and they're so free, but they're free in a complicated way. Like, they have the whole open ocean to explore whenever they want, right? But they still always stick close to their friends and family. And they go on all kinds of adventures, like hunting and playing and all that. But they do it together. So they're really independent, but they're always just surrounded by all this love and affection. And I don't know, I just think that's really cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, actually.
Can you believe it, handsome? We're on a date with a biologist. That's so cool. It's so impressive. And maybe just a little bit hot. Sorry. I swear I don't mean to keep making it weird. My filter doesn't work so good sometimes.
No, you're not making anything weird, I promise. I just get a little shy.
Well, still, I'll tone it down a bit.
No, you don't have to. I kind of like it. It's nice.
Hmm? Okay. Noted.
Anyway, how about you? We haven't heard what you do for work either.
Me? Oh, simple. Graphic design is my passion.
Okay, my meme game is definitely strong enough to have heard that one before.
No, I'm serious. Well, mostly serious.
Oh.
I'm a graphic designer.
Oh, cool. Well, what kind of graphic design?
Oh, you know, all kinds of stuff. Mostly commercial advertisements and stuff. It depends on who's paying.
So, do you work for, like, a firm, or...?
Nope. Freelance.
Wow, that has to be challenging. But it also sounds pretty fun. It must be nice getting to set your own hours, choose your own clients.
Yeah.
Oh, is it not?
No, it is! I don't know. Never mind.
Okay. We don't have to talk about it, but it kind of sounds like you want to. Turns out he is a pretty good listener, and so am I. But no pressure.
No, it's nothing really. It's been kind of difficult lately.
How so?
I don't know. It's nothing serious, really, but, like, do you ever think you can have too much control? Like, your options can be too open?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Yeah, I'm probably explaining this badly. Let me think. Like, it's nice to be able to set your own pace and follow your own path, but sometimes it's nice to have someone there to point you in the right direction, I guess. I'm the kind of person who needs people, I guess. Just lots of people. And they used to be fine. I don't get to talk to anyone at my job, but I had a bunch of friends, a girlfriend, as many people as I could possibly want. And then, a while back, she left me. And it was sad, obviously, but I had breakups before, like, nothing I couldn't handle, but then I mean, you know what happened. The whole world got shut down, and most of my friends either got sick or moved away from the city to avoid getting sick. So, all of a sudden, they were gone. Everybody. All at once. And, I don't think I handled that too well. So, I love what I do, but it's been kind of hard to do it lately. Every time I wake up and sit at my computer knowing I won't see another human being all day, knowing that I'm going to spend the whole week alone, feeling so oh, I'm sorry, you guys. I am straight up murdering the mood right now. I shouldn't be complaining. Lots of people have that same exact story. I know that. Sorry for getting all mopey. I really hate when I do that. That was stupid of me. A little bit pathetic, I guess. My bad. And I'll pull it together.
Bullshit.
So wait, what did you just say?
I said that's bullshit.
Whoa, okay.
Do not apologize for that. Seriously. It doesn't matter how many people are feeling the same thing you are. It matters that you are feeling it. What you were talking about, that hurts. And that's okay. That's a valid feeling, and you shouldn't be ashamed of feeling it. Ever. You shouldn't apologize for needing what you need, and you shouldn't apologize for making those needs known. That's just healthy. Okay?
I'm not sure what to say right now.
Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. That was... I don't know what came over me. I shouldn't have jumped down your throat like that. Oh, no.
No, it's okay. I mean, forgive me for saying this, but that was a little bit shocking coming from you.
I don't know. Hearing you talk down to yourself like that, that tone in your voice, it made me really sad.
It did?
Yeah, because, you know, because I like you.
Yeah? Good. I like you too. Both of you. And you know, you don't have to apologize either for saying all that. I mean, you could have just brushed it off, but you didn't. You were totally right, and it was really, really sweet of you.
Well, I meant it. I want to get to know you guys, to really know you. With all the not-so-fun stuff that entails. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, me too. I guess there's no reason to be coy about that stuff, is there? Not in a situation as unconventional as ours.
Yeah, I guess not.
Well, I do take issue with one thing that you said.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Emma, you cussed.
What?
You did. 2 times. I heard it. You said a cuss word, and it hurt my ears. Very unladylike.
Oh my god.
I'll let it slide this time, but, you know, watch that shit. Because I'm fucking sensitive about it.
Oh, shut up and drink your wine.
Can't. Glass is empty. Number 2, here we come.
Yeah, yeah, pour it. And then I'll propose a toast.
Yeah? Go for it.
Ahem. To new stories, new friends, and hopefully something more.
Yeah, I'll drink to that.
Me too. Oh, here comes our food.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm so stoked. All right. Break open those chopsticks. Let's do this.
Right? Chopsticks.
Oh my god. Don't tell me. Have you never...
help? Please?
Oh, sweetie. Don't worry. You're in good hands. Handsome, you show her the ropes. I'll top off her glass. She's gonna need it.
Oh my god, that was so good.
What did I tell you? Food of the gods. Manna from heaven.
I had no idea what I was missing.
Well, we'll have to do it again.
Yes, please. On paper, it sounds so weird, but when you actually try it, it's...
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just, kind of cold.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not good. You know, it was Handsome who offered to walk me to the bus stop. You don't have to. It wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. Where did you park?
No. I'll be fine. I just need to get my blood moving, that's all.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm not done hanging out just yet.
Aw, you're so cute! Isn't she handsome?
What? No, you don't have to do that. That's...
Come on, Emma. When a dreamy boy offers you his coat, you say yes.
Just... Are you sure?
He looks pretty sure to me. He'll be fine.
Well, okay. Thank you. I've been having a lot of fun, you guys. Way more than I expected. I was pretty anxious, but, you've both made me feel really comfortable and valued, I guess. It's been a long time since I felt that way on a date.
Yeah? Good. Glad to hear I stack up well against the other girls you've dated.
Yeah. Can I tell you guys something?
Of course you can.
I've never actually been on a date with a woman before.
Whoa, really?
Yep. Never.
No kidding. Wow, that's... I've got to say, I'm a little surprised.
You are?
Well, I mean, a few of the girls I've dated have never been with a woman before, but the scenario isn't usually this, complicated.
Yeah. Yeah, I picked a weird way to start, huh?
You've got that right. So, if you don't mind me asking, if you've never dated a woman, or more than one person, why did you decide to come out with us?
It's kind of a long story.
Well, we've got a long walk ahead of us. We definitely don't have to talk about it. It's not a big deal. But remember how you helped me to talk about some heavy stuff earlier tonight? I'd be a pretty shitty date if I didn't offer to return the favor. Plus, I'm kind of digging this radical communication thing we've got going so far. It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I've known I like girls for a long time now, but, until recently it just hasn't been a possibility for me. I think I mentioned how I don't go on many dates, right? Well, that might have been, like, a bit of an understatement. Actually, I've only ever dated one person.
Gotcha.
We were high school sweethearts. All told, we were together for 9 years, I think. Towards the end, we didn't really keep track of anniversaries anymore, so you can probably see where this is going. When it started, we were in love, so in love. I was positive that it would be forever. How could it not be? You know, I gave him everything. My heart, my youth, my... Yeah. So... So we went on like that for a long time. Pretty sure we loved each other, but not really doing anything to test that theory, I guess. And then eventually, I started feeling these things I had never felt before. Like, when I went out with my friends, whatever gender they were, I would, like, stare at them, notice their eyes, and their noses, and their lips. I would wonder what it would be like to hold their hands or fall asleep with them. And later, I would dream about them, if you know what I mean. And I was really, really ashamed of those feelings. I felt like a traitor, so I thought the best thing to do would be to talk to my boyfriend about them. Just come clean, ask him to help me understand what I was feeling, and that was a mistake. He didn't want to hear it. He got angry. Told me I couldn't see my friends anymore. He shamed me, said awful things. It was terrible. And I started to realize that things had changed. And I realized that he hadn't changed, that he had always been so jealous, so insecure, so controlling, so cruel, so boring. And I started to think about all the things I missed out on because of him, all the ways he held me back. So about a year ago, I left. Moved out here, started over. And I wasn't sure if I would ever date again, but that wasn't important. I just needed to find myself, I guess. And then I started talking to you two, and I was shocked. I couldn't believe how good it felt. Talking to you, Blue, I felt so excited. I remembered all the things I wanted to explore but never had a chance to. And talking to you...
Handsome. Call him handsome or cutie. Try it. It's fun.
And talking to you, handsome, I thought of all the things I wished my ex could have been, but never was. You're so calm and kind and patient and... I don't know. Tonight was scary and new, yeah, but I knew I had to do it. I knew I had to meet you two. I knew I would regret it if I didn't. So, how's that for radical communication?
Thanks for telling us that, Emma. It can't have been easy. And I'm really happy you trusted us with it.
Yeah. I am too.
And, I mean, I haven't known you for very long. So maybe this won't mean much, but I'm really proud of you. For the decision that you made, I mean. I'm proud of you for getting yourself out of that situation. Because you do not deserve that. For real. You are just so good, you know? Like, you're this bright, brilliant, kind, honest, beautiful woman. And if anyone in the world deserves to be happy, it's you. You deserve to live on your terms and no one else's.
That really does mean a lot, Blue. Thank you.
You know? I feel close to you two right now. Really close. Really comfortable. Isn't that weird?
A little bit, yeah. But I know what you mean.
This feels good. Like, right. Like, I thought we would probably have fun tonight, but I didn't expect it to be so lovely, you know?
Yeah, I do.
It's the weirdest thing, but I like you too. Like, I really, really like you. Here's the bus stop. Still got a few minutes before the bus shows up, though.
That's okay. We'll wait with you, won't we?
Thanks, babes. Hey, Emma, so you've never been out with a woman before, right?
Right.
Right. So, do you like it?
Yeah, it's different, but I really like it.
Well then, I have another different idea. Just, feel free to smack me if it's too much, but somehow I don't think you will.
What do you...
Yeah? You like?
Holy shit.
Language.
Shut up. Shut up and... Best date ever.
No kidding. When Handsome here got dinner and a show... Oh, hold tight, Emma. I would hate for him to feel left out. Come here, cutie.
You two are beautiful together.
You think so? Well, I wonder if he looks beautiful with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
There you go. That's perfect.
You two are good kissers.
I agree. We make a good team. Here's the bus.
Oh.
Okay. I have an idea. I'm texting you both my address right now. I'm gonna take the bus home, take a shower, get into something comfy, put on some music, and... wait. And if I end up waiting for a couple hours and going to bed, that would be totally fine. A night well spent. Very well spent. But if any cute, shy girls and or handsome young men happen to knock on my door in the meantime, I would have no choice but to entertain them for the night, wouldn't I?
Wait, what are you...
Oh, I think you know exactly what I mean. And like I said, I'm happy to just go to bed, but... going to bed is a lot more fun with company, wouldn't you agree?
Shh.
Just think about it, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Good. Now then, I have to go, but I think goodnight kisses are in order. One for my sweet girl. And one for my sweet boy. You guys taste good. Either way, thanks for a wonderful night, you two. I'll talk to you both very, very soon.
Yeah, you will. Good night, Blue.
Night, lovelies.
She's a force of nature, isn't she? And you just... I don't know. I'm really lucky to have kissed a man as sweet as you. Tonight was perfect. So, I'm parked just over there, but do you mind if I hold on to your coat for now? I'm still kind of cold, and this will be some extra incentive for you to come see me again. Listen, I won't ask if I'll see you later tonight. I'm still not sure about it myself. But I really, really want to see you soon. I'm pretty sure that's all I'm going to think about in the meantime. Do you think we can make that happen? Yeah? Good. Well then, I don't think my goodnight kiss will be as flashy as Blue's, but I hope it does the trick. Until next time, then. Good night, handsome. See you soon.